4:30.
All right. Time is 4:30. It's February the 28th, 2022. This is the Salado Public Library Board of Trustees regular meeting. Present are Bill Kennison,
Amy Alvarez,
Jeannie Lively,
Barbara Morris,
Nancy Mackey,
Teresa Howard.
Thank you. A quorum is present, so the meeting will begin. We have a public forum of 5 minutes if you wish to speak. All right. Going to the next item, the secretary's minutes from the January 24th meeting. Are there any changes or corrections to those minutes?
No.
If none, the minutes are approved as written by unanimous consent. Now the treasurer's report on the prior months and the year-to-date finances.
Okay. I'm going to preface my remarks by saying Jeannie and I looked over the budget after I did my report, and we're going to have to do a corrected, I'm going to have to do a corrected treasurer's report. I don't know how to handle that, Bill. Do I just correct it for the next time and have two reports for next time, or?
No, I think what you produce is the corrected copy that will be filed. It's not this report, but last month's report.
This report here is going to have some corrections that will need to be made to it, is what I'm saying.
Do you have the corrections?
No, sir, not yet.
Okay, well then just, you can just go over the report to the extent you want, and when we get that report, then that's the one we will file.
Okay.
So make a note on this report that this is...
this will have a correction.
Yeah, will be correct.
Our bank balance as of January 31 in the checking account was $213,217.95. Our current checking account balance as of 2/25 is $250,490.14. I did send $2,500 to be deposited to the text pool account on February. Well, it'll be deposited today. Our sales tax that we received in February was $62,261.09. That is an 8.48% increase over last February. Not as high of an increase as we've seen in previous months. Our cumulative taxes that we've, sales taxes that we've received so far in the fiscal year are $323,440.17, and that is 69.65% of our budgeted amount of $464,400. We are at this point 6 months through the fiscal year, so we should be at 50% of budget, and we're 19%, almost 20% over. Our expenses year to date are $201,471.97, and our budgeted expenses year to date are $179,317.19. Now this is the part that will be corrected, is expenses year to date. Okay. And the expenses section is the part that will be corrected. I had at this point that we were over our budget by $22,000. Actually, we are under budget. It was the way we were counting the Hancher grant that has thrown us off, so we are correcting that for next time. I showed that we had spent 48.04% of our budget, and we should be at 41.66%. That will change. We will be not quite as much of a budget. Our text pool account is at $169,460. The two Horizon CDs are at $53,000 and $50,000 for a total investment total of $272,883.92. You can see that we had rental income in February of 1920 and no expenses in February. As I understand it, the manager of the property is going to bill us quarterly for management of the rental. So we should be getting a bill next month. Any questions on any of this? Anybody?
Okay, the this report, subject to correction, will be filed, subject to audit. Let's see, the director's report is our next item on the agenda.
Okay, thank you. For January, our circulation was 3,569. That is a 93% increase over January of last year. Keeping in mind that we weren't full service at this point, so we couldn't have as many people coming in, and so that's, I think, why we're seeing such a big increase. Electronic materials, 519 this year, January, over 413 in 2021. We had 42 new patrons this last January, over 12 the 2021. We had 165 computer users this January, over 83 in January 21. 562 website users, over 437 of last January. 863 website sessions, over 632. We also have seen an increase in our interlibrary loan. 11 were received, and 8 that we shipped out, over 5 and 5. 5 received, 5 shipped last January. We added 105 books in the adult section. We added 24 magazines, 8 DVDs, and that's all in the adult collection. For the children's books, that's 70. I thought, okay, that's a mistake, sorry. We have 80 children's books that we added, and 3 DVDs for the children or youth collection. Then we had 32 books for young adults and 32 DVDs for young adults. In January, we had 370 people participate in our activities. I have the sheet if you would like to see which ones were popular and which ones were not. That's attached. 85 people attended in-person events at the library. Because of the COVID cases, we decided to cancel in-house events because the numbers were rising, and we didn't want to create more situations where the numbers could go, you know, we could contribute to that. And then, of course, the school shut down for a few days, and we just went to curbside service. So there were no inside events going on for the last 2 weeks of January. However, our passive programming was very popular. 285 people participated. The most popular thing we had was for teens, but a lot of people were getting them, were the Orbeez to go activity bags, or these little beads that you can squeeze, kind of like those worry dolls, anxiety little balls you can squeeze, and they were very popular. Then we had the teen book boxes are popular, the kid book boxes. So we had quite a few real popular to-go activities. Our events for the month of March that are coming up. I've got them all listed here. I really want to point out Joy of Chocolate. I have March 8th. It's this Saturday, March 5th. I've got to do a lot of corrections. If you want, I can send you a corrected one, if that would help you. That's our old Death by Chocolate. They've changed the name to Joy by Chocolate. We have quite a few kids that have signed up, not as many adults, but we have a good number of participants. Same procedure. They're going to be judged by two professional chefs this year, as they have been, and then the public could come in and sample and vote. And we want to thank the Friends for doing this again. We really want to thank Alice Cooper. She is the one that took over this event from Letta Minen, who moved. And so she's been learning a lot while she's been getting it pulled together, and she's doing a good job. So we're looking forward to
that. What time does that start?
The voting for the public will start at 1 o'clock. And it's, I believe, from 1 to 4 okay. is the voting time, because we need 4 to 5 to clean up. That morning they can bring things in, then the chefs come and do their judging, and then we open for the public. And again, thank you, Friends, for doing that. I will be out of the office for the Public Library Association meeting March 22nd through the 26th in Portland, Oregon. The last time I went was right before everything shut down. It's a really good conference, and I look forward to hearing some interesting people, getting some ideas, and coming back with that. I will be taking a little vacation time after that. Part of that time I will be here. I'm not quite sure yet. We have a family funeral that's happening at some point, and I don't know if it's that week or they're trying to get everyone's schedules lined up. So. But if you need me, I can give you some of you have my cell phone number, I can give it to you, but we have our great staff. We have Manuela and Julie and April and Jane, and they can help you.
Okay, thank you, Jean. Do I have any other comments about the report? Next, we have discuss or approve the election services contract with the Bell County Elections Officer for the May 7th election. And Jeannie has a copy of this contract in your packet. Okay. On the back there is. But it has what it costs to do this. Are these prices per vote, or?
Well,
do you understand how
I'm not sure. I've called several people to ask, and I was. It's hard to get through to the actual elections people because they have the election tomorrow. But I did talk to Dr. Novotny, and then I talked to Sandy Jackson, who works the elections for the school district. And they said that all of this has to do with us putting our information on the ballot and ballot printing and those things. And she said that both of them have said we're not paying for the voting machines, we're not paying for the personnel. If you read the contract, we're not having to worry about maintenance or any of that. All of this has to do with the actual ballots. And I said, well, Sandy, can you give me an idea? What do you think it's going to cost? She said, well, right now I can't tell you exactly what it's going to cost. She says, I can say, and this is the same thing Dr. Novotny said, it's going to be for everybody because the village is doing it, school district, and us. It will be under $1,000 that we'll be splitting three ways, as opposed to if they had to add everything on top. And it's a labor-saving thing, because Sandy says there's a lot of work that is involved with this. And what they have been told and what they believe is the case is that once we submit the contract, and then I have an application that says here's our race, and that we have, you know, the issue for the trustees and the names of the candidates in the order we want them on the ballot, that's it. We don't have to do anything else. And I was reading the election law, and there is a lot to do, but the county will be taking care of that. So there's also a time-saving thing. It is new for me. I've not done an election, so I'm still asking a lot of questions. I'm sure there will be some things we have to do, but according to Sandy and according to Dr. Novotny, it's not anything like it is when the county is not involved. They weren't quite sure how this broke down. I kind of read it that we have one contest, and then we're going to have an English and a Spanish ballot that we would pay for our part on that. I don't know if it's per vote or just for the ballot itself. I am not sure. But the way it sounds to me like it's more just for the ballots themselves, you know. But they say it will be a big savings in both time and money.
So it's going to be a paper ballot, as far as you know?
They're going to have the machines that will count.
Okay.
They in the contract, they list the kinds of machines they are.
Well, if it's the kind they're using.
Electronic ballot marker.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're very sophisticated.
Yeah.
Machines.
Yeah.
They're very easy to use, so.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm still working to see if I can get more information on exactly the cost, but everyone I've talked to so far said, well, I can't give you a number, but I know it's going to be a real big savings from what it normally is for the school district and all, so.
Okay. Y'all have any more or any questions for Jeannie? I can't answer any of them.
I
think you've given us some good information.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's also one of those things you don't, because you've never done it, you don't know what to ask either.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Well,
and one of the things I noticed is we can cancel this if something comes up. But then, of course, the additional cost would be on us. But so, yeah.
Okay. A three-way split of $1,000 sounds like a
$333.
Yeah, and 33 cents. Yeah. Yeah. As I recall, sometimes in the past it was quite a bit more.
Yeah.
Like $2,000 or $3,000 mm-hmm. each one split. But anyway, so. We're at the point where we need to, there is no alternative to doing this election for the library board unless we do it ourselves. So, is there a motion to approve going into contract with the Bell County Election Office for this ballot on May 7th?
I make a motion to approve what Bill said.
I'm just reading off. Is there a second to this motion?
One second.
All right, there's a second to the motion. Is there any further discussion? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's unanimous, so the motion carries.
I do have one question. I left the blank on the front of the person representing the entity. In some contracts, I put my name down. Other times, we'll put a board, you know, like the president or someone down. Are you comfortable if I put my name down in that space?
Yes.
Okay.
I am. Anyone else have any comments about that?
I'm
It's a good idea.
Okay.
That's fine. Yes, go ahead. It's approved, so proceed. All right. Friends of the Library reports. Did they meet?
Did they meet? I don't know.
They did not meet.
Okay. All right. Then we don't have that report. Any specific agenda items for the March board meeting other than what is required of us?
I don't think there's anything extra.
Okay.
I won't be at the March board meeting, but I will have my treasurer's report then.
And just a reminder that it's going to be the 21st.
Yes, it's on, look at the bottom of the agenda. That's when we're going to be meeting. Okay. Are there, I guess there are no other items on the agenda, so is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll motion to adjourn. It's 4:52.
Okay, thanks. Is there a second to that motion? Jeannie, very eagerly and quickly seconded that motion. No further discussion. So the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Fastest meeting ever.
I know.